Okay, one more time. After Nehemiah, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yud Tes. Vayichazek al Yado. We're continuing the construction of the wall. We're going the counterclockwise direction. We're now in the southern area, the south side of the city. Vayichazek al Yado. Al Yado means near the next section, near to the previous section. Ezer ben Yeshua. This was a person. His name was Ezer ben Yeshua, Sar HaMitzvah. He was the prince of the Mitzvah, this region. Midah Shenis, a second Midah. Why? Because he already built back in the beginning of the Perek. We had the Sar HaMitzvah, the people of Mitzvah. If we look back in Pasuk Tezvav. Pasuk Tezvav was the Eish Shar HaAyin Hechzik Shalom Ben Kol Choyze Sar Pelech HaMitzvah. So the people of the Mitzvah already participate in building a first portion. Now they're building a second portion. So that's why it's called here Midah Shenis. They got a double portion. Mineged Alois HaNeshek HaMikzoya. And this section of the southern part was opposite the steps. Alois means the ascent to HaNeshek. Neshek means the weapons, the armory. On the southern side of the city, there was an armory where all the weapons for the army were kept. Hamiktsoya, it was in the southeast corner. It appears along the southeast, somewhere in that region, and there was a corner. It's not exactly clear what, because there are many corners. There are more than four corners. If we look carefully through the psukim, there are a lot more than four corners. But along this south corner where the armory was located, it was given to this person, Ezer ben Yeshua. He was the Sar Mitzvah. It was the Midah Shenis, because the people of the Mitzvah already did a first portion, and this is what it basically means. Pasachov. Acharav, the next section, went to Hechera. Hechera means energetically. It was done with a lot of energy. It seems that there were difficulties in doing this section, and the person that was given this task had to overcome all of the difficulties with an enormous amount of energy. So Acharav, the next section, Hechera, it was done energetically. Looking in the Mitzudot Sion. Inyan chimum, it means heat. I'm not sure what that means, but it means here that it was done, the person that he had to work himself up to find the strength to do this task. Hechazik was fortified by Baruch ben Zakai. Okay, it says here with the base, but it says Zakai. Midah Shenis, a second portion. Baruch ben Zakai, it's not clear. It seems like he had a previous portion, Gesundheit. He had a previous portion, and now he's doing a second portion. Okay, so this is the second portion, min hamiktsoya, from the corner, leaving off with the last, from the previous pasuk and pasuk yutas, al Pesach beis El Yashiv, until the Pesach of the home of El Yashiv HaKohen HaGadol. So it appears that along the southern side of the city was the home, Gracie Mansion, was the home of the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol was given a special home, and the one that occupied the home at this time was a person by the name of El Yoshiv HaKohen HaGadol, and the wall was being built right opposite his home. Pasuk of Aleph, Acharav, the next section was Hechazik Miremos Ben Uriah Ben Hakotz Midah Shenis. So it seems all of these people, if we go back to, I don't have all the psukim in front of me. The art school is pretty good in cross-referencing the psukim, but these people appear before. Okay, I don't remember the psukim. If you go look back in the beginning of the parak, this person already, his name appeared before, and now he was being given another section to build building the wall. So one more time, Achavechsing Miremos Ben Uriah, Miremos Ben Uriah. Ben Akotz, Midah Shenis, Mipesach Beis El Yashiv. His section started from the Pesach Beis El Yashiv via Tachlis till the end of Beis El Yashiv. So the wall covered the entire span of the wall of the home of the Kohen Gadol. Pasuk Beis, V'acharav, the next section, Hechaziku HaKoyanim Anshei HaKikar, Koyhanim who lived in this village called Kikar, they were given the task to build the next section. V'acharav, next section, Hechazik Binyamin, V'chashuv Neged Beisam. Two people, they were obviously very well known. There's no need to reference them by their father's name or by their grandfather, for certainly, and not by their profession. It was enough just to mention who their name, their first name, they were well known, Binyamin and Chashuv, Neged Beisam, along the south, or now maybe we're swinging towards the east slightly, and they were given the task to build the wall. It happened to be that they lived adjacent to that section of the city where the wall was being built. Acharav, the next section, Echazik, Azarya, then Maaseya, then Anonya, Eitzel Beiso. Likewise, this person also built a section opposite his home. Pasuk of Dalet, Acharav, Echazik, Binui, then Cheinodod. Midoshenis, a second section. He's mentioned before as well in the earlier in the parak. He was given now a second section. Mibes Azaria. So his section began where the previous section left off, the home of Azaria. Ad Hamiktsoa, the Ad Hapina. Now these are two words which similarly mean the same thing. Miktsoa means the corner. It means the edge. And Pina means the corner. It's not clear. If Schwab writes, it's not clear. It seems that the border here, the boundary of the wall, it made two sharp turns at some location. So there's a Miktsoa, there's an edge of the wall, and then the edge continued to extend for some period, and then it made another sharp turn called the Pina. Because it's all we really know about this edge of the wall. It appears this was the south, along the southeast. Next, Pasuk Chaf Hei.
Did they build sequentially? I mean, they waited for the...
No, seemingly not. It was simultaneously. Simultaneously, that's what it would appear. Because otherwise, it would take forever. Yeah. The whole thing took, I think, 52 days. Although that yesterday, the whole thing was done very quickly. Pasuk Chaf Hei. Polol ben Uzai, he continued to build. Mineged ha-miktsov, right opposite the miktsov, at the corner. V'ha-migdol. Hayotse. There was a tower. We learned yesterday there were many towers that were built into the wall. So he built along the corner and the tower that extended outwards. Mibes Hamelech Elyon, from the home of the king, the upper, I do not know. Mibes Hamelech Elyon. Who was the king at this point? Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel. Someone said that Zerubbabel himself is Nehemiah. So I don't know who the king there is. I guess some Jewish authority. It's not clear. Does the Masuda say who the king over here is? Pasuk Chaf Hei does not say. Okay, so we have over here some from the home of the Melech HaElyon, Asher Lachatzar Hamatara, that was opposite. It was the home of the king that was opposite the courtyard Matar. Matar means the prison. A courtyard matara is the targum for the word sohar. We have in Parshas with Yosef in the base in Vayeshev, where the prisoners of the king. There was a special prison that was designated for distinguished guests, for royal prisoners that were very important, and they needed to be kept near the king. Asher Asurei HaMelech, something like that. Asher Asurei HaMelech, Asurei HaMelech, Asurim, Balkari. They were the prisoners of the king were locked up. So that's exactly what it says over here. We have here Mibes HaMelech Elyon, the upper home of the king, and that was right opposite the courtyard of the prison. Acharav, in the next section that followed, what?
So it's not a Hebrew word.
Matara, seemingly not. Rav Schwab says Matara is, look what the Mitzvah Sion says. Hum mishmar beis ho'asurim, ki like we have in the Pasuk, vayesof osam el mishmar, it says in Bereishis Membeis that Paro or its officers collected them until the mishmar, referring to the sar hamashkim and the sar ha'ifim, targum unkelis, lebeis mitra. So in Matara, a shooting range? Okay, but here the Targum translates the word of the Mishmar, in that context, refers to a prison, and it's translated by the Targum as a Mitra. So here, when it says here, Lachatzar HaMatara, it refers to a prison. We have this in Yirmi. Yirmi was thrown also into a prison.
It's
a bar, but I think it says there would also
but
Yirmiyah, right? Yirmiyah also, we have a reference that he was thrown into a prison, so we use the bar also. That was another period of time. Yirmi was harassed many times in his life. So here we have the same Lachatzar HaMatara, and then this was the section, a prison that was right opposite the king's house, somewhere along the southeast corner of the city. Acharav, the next section was given to Pidayah ben Parosh, to build his section. Okay, let's see some of the Rashis. From Pasuk Yutes, Ruchav Hei, Pasuk Yutes, in Rashi, Mineged Alois HaNeshek, so we learned there was a section that was given to someone to build opposite the armory, the ascent to the where the weapons were stored. Keneged osamakum shayu oilim hagiborim, where the soldiers would enter el haneshek to retrieve their weapons. Lefi pshuto shalmekor near shayu shamakum echad b'samach luchayma. It was a place. The simple understanding is there was a location, a chamber in this section of the city. Uchlei zayin shal neshek hagiborim hayu nesunim, and in this section is where they stored weapons and armory. Sham over there, kinyin shnemar ori mivtzar v'haneshek. In Shmuel, there were fortified cities, and there were sections where there were arms. Keha miktsoa, the word miktsoa means lekeren zavish shel choyma. Miktsoa means the corner, and that really is the same thing as the pina. Like the Evan Pina, you ever go to an Evan Pina ceremony, they lay the cornerstone. So we have here, it's a difficult understanding, because we have over here in Pasuk Chavdal, we have over here two psukim, we have the Miktsoa, it tells us it means the corner. Neshekami is really referring to the Pasuk Yates, but it says with Miktsoa there as well, but we can derive from that the word Miktsoa in Pasuk Chavdal, it also means the corner. And then we have the difficulty, so what then does it mean when it says the next words in Pasuk Chavdal, the Ad HaPina, because Pina also means the corner. If not for this Rashi, maybe you would suggest that the Miktsoa does not mean the corner. The Miktsoa means some extent, some extension of the wall. But here in Pasuk Yutes, Rashi is telling us clearly the word Miktsoa means a Keren Zavis. A Keren Zavis only means one thing, a corner. And L'chor, that's sending us Pinos, that makes a problem for us in Pasuk later, in Pasuk Chof Dalet. Okay, Pasuk Chof, Hechera. What does it mean, Hechera? The next section was, Hechera means it was energetic. We learned from the mitzvahs, it means chimum, heat, body heat, where the person gets excited and all worked up to do something. Anger. Pisrono lefi in yonoi, it's interpreted according to its context. The keifa lashon hu al hechazok, and it's coming to reinforce it's coming to strengthen the word reinforcement. So back in Pasuk Chaf, we have two words together. Hechera, hechazik. Hechazik means to reinforce, and hechera means to reinforce with reinforcement, which in this context means that he was very energetic to reinforce the wall. Okay, Pasuk Chaf Aleph and Rashi, Miftach Beis Al Yoshev V'Ad Tachlis, that this next individual, he was given the task to rebuild the wall opposite the home of the Kohen Gadol. Neged also Bayis Bona Binyano, Chav Gimel, Neged Beisam. Then there was a group of people that had the task of building walls of the wall opposite their own home. Shahaya Sham B'Samach Luchami was right opposite their hole. Pasuk Chaf Hei, V'Hamigdal Hayotzei, Migdal Echad Hayi B'Choyma, Shahu Yotzei, there was a tower, and we had this before. There were multiple towers along the wall of the city, which were used for protection. Pasuk Chavav. Now we go to the next section. Pasuk Chavav. The Hanesinim. Hayoyishrim ba'ofel. Ofel is, right, the Mitzudos translates it as Shem Migdol. It's a name. It's the name of a tower. Other commentators explain Ophel to refer to a bulge. It's a section of a city that has been built artificially. Like today they're different. What do they have today? A battery park, right?
Landfill.
Batteries old landfill. So they have them, and go also in India. They have also all these different islands they built artificially. So here as well, someone to interpret Ophel mean that there was a section of the city that was built up artificially. They imported a lot of earth along the southeast side of the city, and Ophel literally means a bulge, something which protrudes, or which swells, something which is swollen, protrudes. It was artificially swollen. The land was not really fit, it was not level, it was not fit for living, and they imported earth. They spent a lot of man hours building up this section of the city, and it was given to the Nesinim. The Nesinim was from the Givonim, who fooled Yehoshua, and Moshe, and also David had no choice to make with them a treaty, that they should be allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael, because they made believe that they were from a foreign country. They disguised themselves in costumes. They made them live in faraway land, and Yehoshua and Moshe signed the contract with them that they would not cause them harm. And then they realized that they were not from faraway land. They were living in the country. They were right there. And according to the halacha, they were supposed to be either to convert, to become gerei toshav, or to be wiped out, to make room for Bnei Yisrael. And because there was a Chil Hashem, they signed the contract, they were not able to wipe out the Nesinim, so they had to let them live there. But they punished them by making them the water carriers and the wood choppers. So the Nesinim were on the lowest social, they were the lowest social class of the Jewish people, and they were living in this section called the Ofel. And being that to some degree they also converted, they also participated in the building of the wall of Yerushalayim. The Hanesinim, Hayu Yoshim, they were living Ofel, in this area called Ofel. According to the Mitzudos, it's not an artificial piece of land. It is a tower. It was some section near this tower called the Ofel. According to other commentators, it's an artificial section of land that was built up by importing earth to this area, Ofel. And they built up their wall that was opposite the Ofel, Ad Neged Shahar Hamayim. Now we know from Lamizrach on the east. So here there's no mistake. The Pasuk explicitly says that the Shahar Hamayim is on the east. We don't know that. No more conjecture. Are we on the south? Are we on the east? Which corner? Here we're now coming. We're making now a full cycle. If you remember when we started with the Shahar Hatzon. And the Shahar Hatzon was on the east. And we went in a counterclockwise direction. We went from the east to the north, to the west, to the south, and now we're coming back again to the east. And this east, who is along the east? And the southeast section, it is the Nesinim. They're living in this area called the Ofel. They're building their wall. You have to add words into the pasuk. They're building the wall along the Ofel, and the wall is extending until the section called the Shahar Hamayim, La Mizrach. The Hamigdol Hayotzei, and they continued to build the wall along the tower that was situated near the Shahar Hamayim, that was Yotzei, that extended out in that area. Achrav Pasuk of Zayin, next, came Echziku HaTekoim, Midah Sheinis. We learned about the Tekoim, Pasuk Dalit. In the beginning of the parak, we learned about the Tekoim. They went and they not Pasuk Dalit. They built their section, the Tekoim, from Tekoa. Where was the Tekoim? You remember where it was, which Pasuk it was? In the beginning of the parak somewhere? We had the Tekoim. They built their section. So now they're given a Midah Sheinis. Acharav Hechaziku HaTekoim Midah Sheinis Mineged HaMigdol HaGodol HaYotze. Pasuk Hei. Okay, V'al Yodam Hechaziku HaTekoim V'Adirai. They're the ones V'Adireihem Lo Heviu Tzavon V'Avodas Adonim. We learned three interpretations. Who is the Adonim? Does that refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Does it refer to their master? Or does it refer to the non-Jewish government who did not want them to participate? But they did end up participating, and they now got a second portion along the east side. Neged V'Achav Hechaziku HaTekoim Midah Sheinis Second Measure Mineged HaMigdol. Opposite the Migdol HaGodol HaYotzei, there was a large tower in that area, the Yad, until Choymas HaOfel, until the wall of the Ofel. So it's not clear exactly which direction we're going in, because we started Yoshin BaOfel Ad Negev, they built from the Ofel until the Neged Shar HaMayim LaMizrach. And now we have the Tekoim that are building from the Migdol HaGodol HaYotzei Ad Choymas HaOfel. So I'm not exactly sure if we're going in the same direction. Maybe we're going backwards. In all of the sections until now, we went forward. We're going in a counterclockwise direction, and we describe each section. But here it would appear from a very simple reading that when we describe their section, we're going clockwise. We're at that section in the east. but were going from where they lived. There was a very large tower, and then they went clockwise towards where the Nisinim left off. The Nisinim went until along the area of the Ophel. Or maybe it means there was some other type of wall which we're not familiar with, but it's definitely in that region of the Choyma, of the Ophel, along this area of the Migdol HaGodol HaYotze. Next.
But they're not describing the order of the building, they're just describing
the section, exactly. They're describing the section.
The
reference point of that individual section. Like we're going in a counterclockwise, but when we come to each section, we're not necessarily describing the section counterclockwise. We're describing the section clockwise. But that's not clear, because seemingly along all the psukim until now, all the section that we have described, the reference point of each individual section was also in order counterclockwise. Here, the difficulty is that the previous Pasuk Chavav, we described they built the wall of the Ophel until the Migdol HaYotze, and now we have with the Tekoim, and they're describing the Migdol HaGodol HaYotze, which seemingly is a different Migdol. Because if it would be the same Migdol, it wouldn't say the Migdol HaGodol. It seems that if you keep on going further down the area of the city, you come to a new Migdol. And that Migdol was called the Migdol HaGodol. And they would start there, and they worked their way backwards until they reached the wall of the Ophel, which was built by the Nesinim, who built their section along the Ophel. Kepasik Chavches, Me'al Shar Hasusim. Now we come to the next section. We come to an area along the east that was called the Gate of the Horses. Who built this? Hechaziku HaKohanim Ish Leneged Beiso. The Kohanim lived in this area near the Gate of the Horses, and each Kohen built a section opposite his home. Pasuk of Tes, Acharav Hechazik Tzadok Ben Imer Neged Beiso, name of a person, he built his section. The Acharav, and next Hechazik Shemaya Ben Shechanya Shomer Shahar HaMizrach, he was the guardian of the east gate. He built his section, he sat in the Shahar HaMizrach. We don't know what the Shahar HaMizrach is. The Shahar HaMizrach seemingly is not the same as the Shahar of the Susim. As we see, as we understand, there are so many gates leading into the city. He built his little section. Pasuk Lamed, Acharav.
So many gates, but they're named differently than the ones
we have today.
Or we even identified
today. Because then, well, there's no question, because the time of the Talmud is 500 years later. And certainly these walls by that time were demolished or repaired or rebuilt or extended. So a lot of these walls, they don't exist today. There may be some fragments of these walls in the foundation, but these walls are going back way, way back. Yeah. So we don't really know exactly.
This
was very, very small originally. So these were expanded and were enlarged, and it's not clear. That's for sure. What's the Shar Has? Do we know today? We know the word Shar Hasusim. Do we know what this is? Do we know what it means? The Migdol HaGodol today. Do we know what it means? The Migdol. Do we know what it means? We don't know what these. We don't know what these entrances are. We really don't know what they are. So here we have this next thing called the next section was Shemai ben Shechanya Shemer Shar HaMizrach. Pasuk Lamed, Acharav Hechazik Hananya ben Shelemya V'Chonun ben Tzolof Hashishi. Now why was he called Hashishi? Hashishi modifies the word Chonun. So Tzolof had many sons. So it seems two of his sons had the same name. Okay, do you know anyone that has that? You ever meet a person that has two sons?
Foreman, yeah.
Who?
He has six sons. George, the old name George.
Who?
George Foreman, the boxer.
Oh, the boxer.
He has six sons, all named George.
They're all named George. How does he keep track?
They all look alike.
What?
Because they all come from different mothers.
They all come from different mothers.
Six different women.
So how does he refer to them?
When he said they joke that it's after the mother's name.
He calls them by the mother. Uh-huh. Okay, interesting. Okay. But here, do you know anyone Jewish? Have you ever heard, I never met someone that has two brothers have the same exact name. Or even if they have two names, one of them should be the same. I never came across such a thing. Yeah. Maybe is there a Rabbi HaChassid that forbids this? What? What's so far-fetched? A person names one son after one grandfather and after another grandfather, happen to have the same name. It doesn't seem like it should be so far-fetched that something could happen. But you never have such a thing. I'm not aware of. Here it seems that he did. Okay, this is a fascinating insight. Where would you find something like this only in the Nehemiah? Far in the middle of Noah, you find such a fascinating insight. He had two sons, and one son was called, there were two of them were called Hanan, and in order to differentiate one from the other, he called them by the order of their birth. This one was Hanan the sixth. Not six generations. Roman number number six, but not six generations. But my sixth son, because I have another Hanan who's number three. So there was Hanan number three, Hanan number six. They referred to him Hanan the sixth. A very interesting, unique, bizarre thing to come across. V'Hanan ben Salaf Hashishi, he built a Midah Sheni. He got a second section. It's not clear where we have in the first section. Okay, I don't know if we had a lot of things over here. Ikah Chosam and Asefer. It appears that these people were participated as assistants to other sections of the wall in other parts of the city. They did a very good job. They were very successful. They've proven themselves, and they were upgraded. They were promoted to be the leader, to be the foreman of their section of the wall on another side of the city. So he got a Midah Sheni, period. Acharav, who came next, came Hechazik Meshulam ben Berechia Neged Nishchaso. This is a very unusual word. What does it mean, Nishchaso? A neshach means a bite. What's Nishchaso? So the commentators tell us that really it should be read a Lishchaso. And the Lamed and the Nun at times can be interchanged, because the Lamed and the Nun both are expressed from the same part of the mouth, the tip of the tongue. Lo and no, it comes from the same part of the mouth, and sometimes in Tanakh, and this is an example that is cited, we interchange the Lamed and the Nun. A Lishka means a chamber. You'll ask the question, so why when it comes to the other people, do we say Keneged Beiso, opposite their home? And here we were calling his home his Lishka. Lishka is a chamber. So in a Chadami, so it must have a different connotation. There's a lishka and it means an office. A lishka does not mean a home. A bayis is a home. A lishka is not the same thing as a home. It's a different type of structure for a different type of purpose. Maybe it means for business. So he had an office in this section, a lishka, and he was given the task to build the wall, the city wall, opposite where his office, his lishka was. And when it says nishka, so we shall read it as if it said lishka, so. Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Acharav, the next section, Hechazik Malkia ben Hatzorfi. Malkia, the son of the Tzorfi, that was his name. It could be he was called a Tzorif, he was a smith. He was a jeweler, a coppersmith, an ironsmith, some type of smith. He was called by that name. Ades Hanesinim v'Haroichlim. He built until the area that we're going to come to, the area of the Nesinim and the Rochnu Peddlers. So there was the very last section we're going to see in the next Pasuk was occupied by the Nesinim, which were in the lowest social status of Klal Yisrael, and peddlers. Peddlers also were not regarded with high esteem. And in fact, some of them, these were people that came from other countries, other parts of the world, to sell their wares. So they were peddlers, and this was like temporary housing for like the guest house. The Reichlim, the peddlers, were guests from other countries, other parts of the world, selling their merchandise. They were given guest housing near the Nesinim. So this person, Malkiah ben Hatzorfi, he built his section at Beis HaNesinim for HaReichlim, Neged Shar HaMifkot. It was right opposite the gate of the Mifkot. The Mifkot means the appointed one. It appears he was some type of watchman. There was a watchman along the east side of the city. It appears that the east side of the city was the main entrance. When you had a ceremony and you give someone the key to the city was on the east side. That was the main entrance to the city. When the mayor today gives the key to the city, City Hall? That's the gate he's giving a key to? What? Which is the symbolic gate? I know, it's ceremonial. The city hall gate. The city hall gate, okay.
But it is,
and this is ceremonial. It's a million-dollar business to buy keys, to ceremonial keys to the gate. But l'chayra, there is some gate that it represents. There is the main gate to the city. The city has 50 gates, all different sides of the city. But the main gate is on one side of the city. So it appears that the east was the main gate, and there was a dignitary that was stationed there 24/7 to greet people when they come into the city, and that was called the Shar HaNifkad, the gate of the officer, which was located on the east side. It was near the section of the Nesinim and the Reuchlim. I guess that makes sense, because the Reuchlim, the peddlers, they were guests. So when the guests would come in, they would put them in the guest house, which was right near the city official. The Ad until Aliyah Sapino, and this went until the Aliyah, the ascent of the corner. There was some type of corner in that section of the city, and there were steps. There was an Aliyah, a series of steps which took you up to this corner. Pasuk Lamed Beis, Ubein, and between Aliyah Sapino Lashar Hatzon. Now look what we have over here. We've now made full cycle, full circuit, because the first thing, the first section of the city on the east side was the Shar Hatzon. So here we come to the Aliyah Sapino, the steps leading up to the corner, and now going to the last section of the Shar Hatzon, Hechaziku Hatzorfim, the smiths, and the Horeichlim and the peddlers. They were given the task to finish off the last section of the wall. So we've now gone full circle, starting on the east with the Shar Hatzon. We went up, went northeast. We then went north. North was the part of the city which required the most effort, because that part of the city did not have mountains. In fact, that part of the north is where it slopes downwards, where the walls had to be reinforced and thickened and expanded. And in fact, we learned that there was a double wall. There was the old wall, the Chaima HaRechava, and they built a new wall. And in between the old and the new wall, they filled it up with earth. Then we come to the west. We don't really learn much about the west. And then we come down to the north, they come down to the south. There's a lot of detail in the south, and then we come around to the east. That corner, the southeast corner, gets an enormous amount of detail and attention in these psukim on the south and the east, until we finally wrap around to the Shar. We come wrap around to the Shar Hatzin, Ziku Hatzarfim, the Smiths, Vaharichim, and the Pedals. And let's see over here some of the Rashis. The Rashis going back from Pasik Chavav. The Nesinim, they live in the Ophel. So the Rashi translates it as a district. Not like the Mitsudos that translates the word the Ophel as the name of a specific tower. It was a district. They built their own district. They built their own little city in that area. So they built the wall opposite their district, that was near the Shayasamach Luchayma Adneged Shar Hamayim. Their district was located near the wall until the Shar Hamayim Shel Tzad Hamizrach. That's where they lived. They lived towards the east, and they built up that section, and they were given the task to build the wall opposite that section of their city. Pasuk Chavches Ish LeNeged Beiso Kol Echad HaYabonei MiKneged Beiso. There were a group of Kohanim that built the wall. Each one built the wall opposite his particular home. Lamed V'chon Ben Tzolof Hashishi Bonim Harbe Hayulo LeTzolof. He had a lot of sons. V'chon Hu Hashishi, and Chon was the sixth. Rashi doesn't seem to want to say that he had two sons with the same name. Rashi just says he had a lot of sons, and he called them by their number. Other commentators of Schwab, I think of Schwab in the art school, they write that he had two sons with the same name, and that's why he had to refer to the mention. That's why he referred to them this Chanan the sixth, and not Chanan the third, not Chanan the fourth. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi just says he has a lot of sons, and the names weren't so important. It was more important to keep track of his sons by number. All right, strange. Mida Sheni, Kemo Sheni is the second measure. Nishkasa. What is Nishkasa? A nun. We never heard of this word before. Rashi says it's right. You never heard of this because there is no such word. It means Lishkasa with the Lamet. Kemo Lishkasa. Lishka Achas Haitzel Hosham Samach Luchami. He had an area there, and he built a wall opposite his office. Ben Atzarfi, Ish Hatzareif. He was a smith. Vinikra Al Shein Umnaso. This person, we call him after his father. His father, his name was not important. He was much more famous for his profession. Lamed Beis, Uben Aliyah Sapina L'Shar Hatzon. And then we have the this next section that was built by this person that went from the ascent of the corner, along the corner of the city, the east corner, there was some type of staircase or some type of mountain which went up until the Shar Hatzon along the east side. Tchilas Abinyan, the Tchilas Abinyan, the Shar Hatzon. So here we're making a full circle, Rashi says. The beginning of the city was the Shar Hatzon. Shnemar vayivnu es Shar Hatzon. Kacho yiboyin v'chayim v'misaviv b'zeh achar zeh. So that concludes the entire circuit, the entire wall of the city. So Rav Shlomi says here something that's very, very beautiful, very powerful, Musar Haskel, which I once want to tie in something, which I once told you, probably told you a few times, and that is, who built the Shar Hatzon? The Kohen Gadol himself. Right, that's how we started. We go back to the beginning of this parak, right? Pasik Gimel, Pasik Avayakam El Yashiv HaKohen HaGadol. Right, we're dealing with the top of the top, the most important person. It's very interesting that we don't find here Malchus. We mentioned this before when we learned Ezra, that in Sefer Melachim, during the time of the Bayis Rishon, there's a lot of emphasis on the Melech. And to a certain degree, there's more emphasis on the Melech than there is on the Kohen Gadol. There are two major leaders in Klal Yisrael. There's the Melech, and there's the Kohen Gadol. Who do we always speak about in Sefer Melachim? What?
Also the Navi.
The Navi is a different role. The Navi is you're right, it's another branch of government. The three pillars of checks and balances. The three pillars of government. Okay, but the Navi, okay, you're right. There are three different. You're saying a good thing. There are really three levels of leadership. There is the Melech, there is the Kohen Gadol, and there is the Navi. You're right. Three different roles. In Sefer Melachim, I mean, it is called Sefer Melachim for a reason. The Melech, it's all about the kings. And we don't emphasize that much the Kohen Gadol. Who is the Kohen Gadol at that point? Then we here and there, but it's not the thrust, it's not the focus. It's not the focus. We do have mention of it, but it's not the main thing. The Navi definitely plays a very strong role in Sefer Melachim. The Navim keep on coming to the kings and telling them, you're a bunch of sinners, you're no good, you're bad. But the one who has the power is the Melech. When we come to Ezra and Nehemiah, there is no Melech. And there is a Melech. Zerubbabel was the Melech, but it's downplayed. The role of the Melech is not focused on. We focus much more on the role of the Kohanim. Ezra was the Kohen HaGadol. He wasn't the Kohen Gadol Mamish. He would have been the Kohen Gadol. And we find El Yoshev, and we find the beginning of Sefer, we find who is the Sefer? Yehoshua. Yehoshua in this beginning of Sefer Ezra, he plays a very prominent role. Yehoshua Kohen Gadol took the lead in building the Beis HaMikdash. So what's going on? It's interesting. The Bayis Sheni, we focus more on Kohuna than we focus on Malchus. Bayis Rishon, we focus to a larger degree on the Malchus than we focus on the Kohuna. But the first one to build the wall of Yerushalayim in Perek Gimel Pasuk Aleph is El Yoshiv HaKoyhein HaGodol VeEchov HaKoyhanim VaYivnu Es Shar HaTzon. Not only did they build the Shar HaTzon, they did something that no one else did. Asher Kidshuhu, they sanctified the Shar HaTzon. Does not say that expression if with regard to any one of the other multiple. There are about 30 sections. All the other sections that I mentioned here throughout the parak, none of them does it say this expression that it was sanctified. The whole city was later sanctified in the end of Sefer Nehemiah through the Karban Toldah. But here we discuss this, that the Shire itself was sanctified with a higher degree of sanctity. Okay? And then there goes the Anshe Yericho, and so on and so forth. We go through counterclockwise through the entire city. We now come to the very, very end. Who gets the last section? The last section are the Tsarfim and the Roichlim, the smiths and the peddlers. These people, it appears, were not regarded in high esteem. They were from the lowest. Okay, we have the Nesinim, which are also on a very low social level, but the Tsarfim and the Roichlim are also considered to be the bottom of the ladder. and yet they're right next to the Kohen Gadol. Because we're starting with the Kohen Gadol, we're working the way around, and the end of the circuit is the Tsarfim and the Reichlim. So look who's next to each other. The Kohen Gadol, the greatest of the great, and the Tsarfim and the Reichlim, the lowest social level. So what's the significance? The significance is when you come into Eretz Yisrael, everyone is equal. No one should think that my yichus, I have the greatest yichus, I am more important, everyone should step aside. Everyone in this city is equal k'neged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu values every person's neshama. We once spoke about the significance of why we have two lions on top of the Aron. The Aron, traditionally, in the old shuls, I don't know, today it's not in style. We're smarter than our ancestors. It's not in style today to have lions, but traditionally, in all the old shuls, they had lions on top of the Aron, and on the Aron Kodesh, there were lions. Always two lions. Why? So why two lions? So we once said a drush, is because in coming up Parshas Vayakel, who were the craftsmen who built the Mishkan? Bezalel, Ben Oholiyav, Ben Achisamach, Bezalel,
Ben Uri,
Ben Chor, Lamate Yehuda, V'ito, Oholiyav, Ben Achisamach, Lamate Don. Who was Don? Don was the Pochus Shebeshvatim. He was the least distinguished among the Shvatim. Who was the most distinguished among the Shvatim? Yehuda. From Yehuda is Malchus. Yehuda is Malchus, the most choshev, the most distinguished of the Shvatim, and the least distinguished is Don, the Ma'asef L'chol HaMachanos. Who, when Moshe, when Yaakov Avinu gave a bracha to Yehuda, what was the bracha? What was the bracha of Yehuda, Balkore? Yehuda, Yeducha Achicha. Oh, Gor Arye Yehuda, Miteref bin Nialisa. Gor Arye Yehuda. Yehuda is a lion. A little lion bear. Go up to Moshe Rabbeinu. What does it say about Moshe? Don Gor Arye. Moshe gave Don the bracha of the Gor Arye. So they're both compared to lions. Yaakov, Gor Arye. Gor is a baby lion, Arye is an adult lion. But they're both compared to lions. Yaakov blessed Yehuda with the bracha of being a lion, and Moshe blessed Don with the bracha of being a lion. Who were the craftsmen for the Mishkan? Who built the Mishkan? The Mishkan, who the Bezalel from Yehuda and Oholiyah from Dan. You come into a Beis HaKnesses, you're coming into a Mishkan. V'shachanti v'soichem. You're coming into a Mikdash Ma'at. When you come into the Beis, you come into the Aron, you come into the Beis HaKnesses, and the Aron, the place of the ultimate Kedusha, you have to remember, no one should think that better than anyone else. By Kodesh Baruch Hu, everyone is the same. Obviously, everyone has their tzaddikim, and there are people that are not, but on, there are different levels. But on one level, everyone is equal. And therefore, there are two lions. Who built this makom? This makom was built from the most choshev to the least choshev, from Yehuda all the way to Dan, from a lion to a lion, two lions. Exactly the same thing we have here when you come into the city of Yerushalayim. Who built this gate? Well, the gate was built by the Kohen Gadol, the most choshev, and right next to the gate, the last part of the city, it was built by the Tsarfim and the Reichlim, the least choshev. So you have the same imagery, both in the city of Yerushalayim, in the Mishkan, and in the modern day Beis HaKnesses. The Mishkan was built by Yehuda and Dan. This gate, the opening main entrance into Yerushalayim, you have both. You have the Kohen Gadol, starts out with the Shar HaTzon, and right next to him, who finished off the end of the city, was the Pachos, Shebucha Pachos, the Tzarfim, the Reichlim. Just like you come to Beis HaKnesses, there are two lions. One lion is Yehuda, one lion is Dan, from the most Choshev to the least Choshev. Everyone is equal before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his Makom, in this place where his Shechina rests upon this world. Okay, so that pretty much concludes this, the walls of the city. Okay, so we're out of time. Next part is going to discuss Sanballat. Sanballat and Tobiah going to come on the scene. They're going to complain, what is going on over here? How could you be that you're going to build this? And he starts knocking them. And okay, so we'll see. But at least this concludes the section, the counterclockwise section of the walls of Yerushalayim.